Hello.
Hi, I'm looking to speak with Ms. Gahir.
Who's this?
My name is Daniel Garcia. I'm calling from Noonbook Rating. I'm looking for Zainaba Gahir. Would that be you?
Yes. Yes, this is
Hello
her.
There. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing good. How are you?
I'm fine. Thank you for asking. Really great. Thank you very much for that. All right, Janaya, it seems that... How do you say your name, first of all? Zainaba?
Zainaba.
Zainaba, okay. All right, so I guess we were in touch with you quite a few months ago in reference to your book, and I guess you recently emailed me that you're ready to go and get this rolling. Right.
Yes.
Okay, fantastic. So we would actually love to go and assist you with it. Now, I'm not really sure last time if you read the process, what I delivered you on the live chat, or do you want me to repeat that for you once again very quickly?
Yeah, can you repeat that?
Sure, I would love to. Now, what I remember, you told me last time that you have a book that is around 180 pages, you're into writing, and it's a children's story, right? It's a children's book. Hello? Is that the same?
No. Yeah, no. Not.
Is it a different book this time?
Yeah.
Okay, can you tell me more about the book? What sort of a story are you into writing, and how many pages are you looking for?
I'm looking for like 250, either 250 pages.
Mm-hmm. 250 pages sounds good. And what sort of a book is it? Is it a non-fictional story, autobiography, horror book, children's book?
I would say it's fictional.
It's a fictional story? Okay. It's a fictional novel? Is it like a fairy tale?
Like biological fiction?
Biological fictional? Okay. That makes sense.
Yeah.
That makes complete sense. Now, last time we spoke about editing of the book, so would you need the same editing services, or do you want us to write it from the scratch?
I would still want the editing services, like pretty much work with what I wrote so far and add on to it, you know?
Okay. Or how much have you written for this book so far?
Like 36 pages.
Okay. 36 pages are ready almost. So we would need to edit the 36 pages and hope you write the remaining pages.
Yes.
Okay, that makes much more sense. And moreover, do you have someone taking care of the book cover, or do you want me to have it taken care of for you along with the publishing for the book?
Yeah, that'd be nice.
If you have a book cover idea in mind, how would that work? Is you would throw your idea to us, we would understand your idea, sync with you on it, deliver you a few variations according to your idea, and the best one that you would choose would be given to your book.
Okay.
And along with it, once the book cover will be finalized, we'll go ahead and help you publish the book on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, Kindle, in ebook, paperback, and hardcover format. And all will be a part of it. We'll help you set up all the process, update your author's bio over there, buy the shelf for you, publish your book, and once we're done with the job, we'll go ahead and hand you over the access to your Amazon accounts, maybe Barnes & Noble accounts, so you can go ahead and keep an eye on your sales and your royalties, which would be coming in very soon.
Okay.
Does that make sense? I mean, this sounds very Larry okay to me.
As far as the novel, helping me with the publishing part,
mm-hmm.
Do you guys get credit for it or no?
No. We charge you a one-time fee. For all the services that you want us to do. You want us to write the book, edit the book, proofread, format, cover, publishing, marketing. We would charge you a one-time fee for the services. Remaining everything would go to you in terms of sales, in terms of royalties. You would keep everything out of the royalties. We do not charge anything for that.
Okay.
Make sense? So here what we're doing is we're taking care of developmental editing for you. Developmental editing is the same thing that we spoke about earlier, but last time you told me it's a 200 pages book. So I guess we just need to upgrade the package to 250. It's a 250 pages book now, and I guess it's the same thing that we spoke about earlier. Now, not sure if you remember, I gave you a regular cost for the startup package for 200 pages, about $2,800, but there was a discount that we had up and live at that time. So, are you there with me? Hello?
Yes, I'm still here.
Okay. So, normally, last time when you came to us, it was a 60% discount. I really do not have the 60% coupon available, but we still have the 50% coupon available. So if you actually want to sign up instead of the regular cost of $2,800, you would be paying half of the amount only. That's only $1,400 for the complete job. That includes editing, rewriting, adding content to the book, proofreading the book, adding pictures to the book, unlimited revisions, cater you for the book cover, and help you publish the book once we are done with that.
Oh, wow, that's wonderful. And I get, like, unlimited revisions?
Unlimited revisions. Unlimited revision means that you can make us work back and forth until you're completely satisfied. Let's say, for example, chapter, all right, it's not making sense, or maybe there are a few changes you want us to do in a line, paragraph, word, page, anything. So we would go and amend that for you back and forth, until you tell us, yes, this is perfect, and you want to move on to the next chapter or maybe the next portion of the book.
Okay.
So that covers everything.
So I get all of that services for 14, you said?
Yes, 1,400. That covers everything from top to bottom. All right, so we would need few more information. We would need a few more things from your end when we'll be putting our hands on the book. That is in reference to interview you, understand your idea. You're telling me it's a biological fictional book, so we would need everything that you have in your mind for this book. And once we would sync on one page, we would go and start the job right then and there for you. So if you've written 36 pages, fantastic. That's a great start. I would like you to pause over there. Send you 36 pages to us. Let us review it. Let us understand the idea, what you're trying to do with this book. And as I said, once we'll be on the same page, we'll go ahead and do the job for you right then and there.
Okay. Oh, yeah, that sounds perfect. I'm like, my 36 pages is kind of like a bit scattered all over the place, but you want me to like create an outline explaining everything, like what my goal is?
Yeah, if you can do that, that's fantastic. If you cannot, then that's fine, because I will be sending you a questionnaire to fill out. So the questionnaires will be asking you questions in reference to the book, in reference to what information we need from you for this book. So it's not that you need to create an outline from your side. An outline would be something that we would provide you, all right, once we would sync with you on the idea that this is the book flow, this is how we are dividing the book for you, and this many chapters will be covering the book for you, and this many pages the book will be covered for you, which portion of the story would go in which chapter. This all will be discussed with an outline, which professionals will design for you, and we'll give it to you in the first thing. The first thing that we'll give you is an outline. Once you would approve that, then we'll move on towards the editing and writing part for you.
Okay. Yeah, that sounds great.
Any questions to me before I get you started? Because I guess everything was up and up last time, but you were a bit busy, so I guess you are ready to get the ball rolling.
Do I make a full one-time payment, or do you make installment payments?
We do offer installments.
Is it like part one, where is it like the first half, and then when the book is finished, I'll pay the other half, or how does that work?
That normally,
I remember you telling me that.
Yes,
that's an option.
That is available. That is available. You have two payment options available if you want to divide this in payments. One is you can pay 50% upfront, 50% on completion. The second is you can pay 60% upfront, 20% once half of the book is done, and 20% on completion. But this is all available on the regular cost. When you're getting a 50%, that's a very hefty discount. I mean, we are waiving off almost half of the cost for you. At that time, we ask you to pay, you know, at least 60-70% upfront so that we can go and do the job for you, because we'll be paying fees to different, platforms where we'll be publishing the book for you, where we'll be buying the shelf.
And how much would the 60% be? How much would that be?
We'll do the math for you right away. 60% of 1,400 would be, give me a very quick moment, only 940. So I guess you can start with $1,000 now, and 400 you can pay whenever you want to do it, at the end of the project, maybe in between of the project, whenever you have the finances available and ready, you can do that.
Okay. All right. That sounds really good. Can I?
Mm-hmm.
So would I be paying over the phone, or how would that work?
The first step is that I will have to complete your application. That includes your basic information, your name, phone number, email address, any suggested title you have for the book and everything. I'll do the formalities for you. Once we're done, we'll go ahead and hand you over. I'll ask you to go ahead and pay the fee. You can do that either over the phone. I can collect your card details. I can hand it over to my billing department to process it, or I can give you a secure payment link. So both the ways work, whichever your
choice. Oh, okay.
And then we'll go ahead and deliver you an agreement, a contract, of what you're actually paying for. Last time what we discussed in detail and everything what we discussed right now would be in a legal document as a contract that gives you all the rights to your book as well. As an author, you hold the ownership rights, you're the owner of the book, you make the decisions for the book. We're just hoping you'd edit, ghostwrite the book, and once we are done, you would own the complete rights to the book. So all sort of clauses that would put you on the safest corner would be mentioned on the agreement. You would sign it, you send it back to me, I'll connect you with my team. My team would ask you to come on our portal. They would give you a couple of questionnaires. They would ask you to send in what you had written for the book. They would take 24 to 48 hours to review all your material, and after that, they would interview you over the phone. They would sync with you over the phone for this in reference to the idea for this book. Once you and the team is synced on one page, they would start the job right then and there.
Okay. That sounds good.
Okay. So any questions for me before I get the ball rolling for you?
No questions.
Fantastic. Now, first of all, what I would need from your side is I would need your complete name. How do you have your name appearing, or how do you want your name appearing as an author? Is it going to go as the same Zainaba Tahir, or do you have any middle initial or a pen name that you would like to use? Thought about it?
Like a pen name? It could be like my initial or something?
Yep, a pen name is like a pseudonym. You know, when people are writing autobiographies, when they're writing books which would actually put their reputation into jeopardy, so they use pen names, all right? 90% of the authors do that. They use pen names. That's their writing name. However, their legal name is different.
Okay.
So you can do that too. Let's say, for example, your pen name could be maybe, Stephen King, or maybe something else, whichever you want to use.
Okay, I will use like the shadow B.
Okay.
I
spell that for me.
B as in boy.
Mm-hmm.
I S H A R O.
Okay, so this is Bisharo.
Mhm.
This is you want to use
this Arabic for good news? Yeah.
Okay, what's the name? What's the meaning of Bisharo?
Oh, it means good news in Arabic.
Nice. Impressive. So your legal name would be Zainaba Tahir, all right, and your pen name would be Bisharo. That goes like B-I-S-H-A-R-O.
Yes.
Fantastic. Now, I have your email address on my file over here as, I'll repeat that for you, zainaba.tahir@yahoo.com. Is that the same email address you would like to use, or any other alternate email that you would like to update me on the file?
Yes.
Same name? Fantastic. Okay. You told me it's a biological fictional book, and we're looking at a deadline of, a page count of 250. The deadline that I would set for this project is minimum 60 days from now. Would that actually work for you, or do you need it earlier, or maybe you have a deadline to meet?
Yeah, that's fine.
That's right. Fantastic.
If it goes over to 50 pages, like to 300, is that okay?
That's fine. As per its contract,
okay.
It's in our initial conversation. That's up and up. Now, once the book is complete, and then if you would ask me to add pages to the book, I will charge you extra. But in middle of the process, if there is anything additional, that would, of course, we understand that the book is not ready yet, so there would be plus minus in number of pages. So we completely agree. If you're exceeding 250, there is nothing extra to it. But
okay. No, but I don't think it will exceed. I hope my thing is like it should be good for 250. If not, like, will I be charged if it doesn't get past 300? Like if that's the 300 mark?
Not exactly. Now, if you change your idea in middle of the conversation, you tell me that, you know, forget the fictional biographical book, let's work on a horror book, and that's about 500 pages, then I'll charge you extra, because that's a completely different
idea. Okay.
All right, but so
okay.
far, if it's covered in the initial conversation, as I said, we do agree. After editing, it would increase number of pages. After formatting, it would increase the number of pages. So that's up and up. There is no extra
okay.
charge for that. Okay?
Okay.
Okay. Now, I have your phone number on the file ash that we can use for future communication. Would be the same as 619-776-5909?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Now, may I have your zip code or your area code?
It is 91942.
91942. Okay, fantastic. I'm just trying to confirm if we are still running the discounts in your state. So you're in California too?
Yeah.
Fantastic. Okay, so now I guess, I guess we are all ready to go ahead and get the ball rolling for you. Now the next step would be the payment part. Do you want me to go ahead and send you the secure payment link over the email, or do you want to do it over the phone? Whatever you're comfortable with.
I will see.
If you have your card handy, like if it's a Visa Master, I can grab your card details, I can process it and give you the confirmation right then and there, right now, if you have it available.
Okay. Now, can you give me a secure link?
Yeah, sure. Sounds good. I'll go ahead and send it to you over the email right now once we're done with the phone call. So you can use the link to complete the order process. Once you're done with it, you would reply me back on the email that you're done with it, and I'll send you the agreement, and we'll be all ready to get the ball rolling. Okay?
Okay, perfect. Thank you.
No problem. Anything else that you have a question for me before I send you the link, anything you want me to email you, anything which is in your mind, go ahead.
I'm just trying to process all of it because I feel like you gave me a lot of information.
It's very,
not at this moment, but if I have a question, I'll let you know in the email.
Okay, fantastic. I guess you're available online right now, right?
Online right now?
Online right now, yes.
No, I don't have a computer right now. I haven't opened my email yet.
Okay, that will take a while. Okay, I was just trying to understand how soon you... So I can schedule your call, because after the payment, I would have your account manager call you to welcome you on board. So just wanted to confirm how soon you'll be done with that. Take your time. I'll shoot you the link.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I mean, it won't be – it'll be probably hopefully by today, no later than today. So don't worry.
I do have the account managers available for the next couple of hours. So just wanted to confirm the same thing. I'll shoot it over to you.
Cameras?
By the way – Sorry, are you saying something?
Did you say cameras?
No, I said
hello?
I have the account manager available for the next couple of hours.
Oh, account manager. Okay, I thought you said you have the cameras ready, and I was like, what? Am I about to meet them via FaceTime?
No, that's fine. I'm sorry for that. No, I was talking about your account manager. She's available for the next couple of hours. So as soon as you'll be done with it, what I'll do for you is I'll ask her to call you so that she can welcome you on board, have you complete the order process in reference to your portal confirmation. She will send you a couple of questionnaires, want you to have a look at it right then and there. And then at the weekend, you will take your time, sit back, relax, fill out the questionnaire, send it back to us, and hopefully by Monday, we'll have your hands on your book to get this going right then and there.
Okay, sounds good.
Okay.
Thank you.
So I'll go ahead and do the needful. And again, if there's any question, any concern, keep me in loop. I will be available. This is my landline number. I will shoot you an email with my signature in it, so you would have my cell phone too. So if you're a person into texting, you can just text me whichever concern you have. I'll be able to text you right away.
Oh, thank you so much, Daniel. I appreciate it.
No problem, Ms. R. I hope to speak with you soon if you are visiting.
Okay. All right, bye.
No problem. One more thing. By the way, which card would you be using for the payment? Would that be a Visa, Master, or American Express?
It'll be a MasterCard, I believe.
All right. Fantastic. That sounds great. We work with Masters.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
I'll shoot it up to you. No problem. Thank you, Ms. R. I hope to speak with you soon again. Bye for now.
Okay. All right. All right, bye.
Okay.